Okay, I'll start with the injuries. During college, had a knee sprain. He has a chance to be back for this week. Frank Zombo also had a knee sprain. He'll be challenged for this week. His is more significant than Darren's. Aaron Rodgers, just had a chance to visit with Aaron. He's just getting ready to start to go through the first process of the testing and so forth. They had him sleep in this morning, and I just had a chance to visit with him, and we'll go through the protocol that we do with all of our players, and we'll probably have a little better update for you probably Wednesday, Thursday, somewhere in that time frame. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what did the doctors say about Aaron having a concussion earlier this season, and will they have to be more cautious, or is there enough space between those three?
I mean, that's all part of the protocol. I mean, I'm not medically rehearsed to sit here and take you through step by step. It's probably better questions for Dr. John Gray. But we're not going to take any chances. Just no different than on game day. When it became a question of an issue, it was, you know, was he clear? Wasn't he clear? We pulled him immediately. So we'll all take the high side of caution in these types of situations.
So, Mike, as you what's your assessment of why the offense performed so poorly yesterday?
Well, offensively, we performed poorly, and that starts with me. I did not probably do a good enough job during the course of the week. I did not see any signs in our preparation that led me to believe to be concerned about how we were going to perform. And frankly, the issues were clearly execution. If you go back and look at the tape, I give credit to Detroit and their defense that they did a fine job against us. But from a pure scheme standpoint, you know, they played pretty much their base defense, and it was our guys against your guys, and we did not perform well in the areas of fundamentals. You know, the execution, we had big play opportunities, we didn't, you know, only converted on one of them throughout the game, and it was a poor performance by our offense. Well, I'm not going to, as always, I haven't corrected it with the offense yet, and frankly, we're going to spend some time together, I promise you, and look at this Detroit film. It was not a very good day for anybody. You could start with me. Detroit's defense did an excellent job. We were outperformed. Head coach, play caller, all the way through. No, Colin, I would say he'd be challenged here probably for at least the next 2 weeks. So he's making progress, but he's I don't see Colin being ready this week.
Maybe if he can, maybe you'll try to keep him on the roster to maybe get him back for the last game.
I'm week to week. I'm looking to see who's ready to play against New England. That's more for Ted and the medical staff. So, I mean, obviously, if we felt that way already, we would have made that move. But when you're dealing with strains and, you know, calf muscles and, you know, different with these knee sprains, I mean, there's projection, and it's usually never the same for any two people.
How'd Matt Flynn do, and what did you see that you can maybe build on?
Matt did some good things. He did some things that he could have threw the ball a little better. He may miss some throws. Is probably the biggest criticism you want to have on Matt. But as far as the management, he was productive. As far as moving the offense, we didn't help him as far as the run game. Protection was not a positive. But he had an opportunity to make some throws, and he made some throws, and he missed some throws.
Mike, you talked about your quarterbacks not taking undue chances yesterday. Him could have slid and he dove. Matt also was in a situation where he, you know, dove instead of sliding. How, going forward, how do you coach that, or how do you get that across that they can't do that?
Well, the quarterbacks are coached to slide, and that's twice now this year. Aaron has taken an unnecessary hit, and Matt also did the same. But they're also football players, and and what's happened here, particularly of late. If you go back to the Atlanta game, you go back against last week against San Francisco. Time and time again, we've had a number of second and ones and third and ones, and we've been really emphasizing the stick awareness, but it doesn't count for the guys in the red jerseys at practice, and we probably need to do a better job of getting that across because the quarterbacks can't be taking unnecessary hits like that.
Mike, with the uncertainty of Aaron for this week, do you feel like you have to have another quarterback brought in to back up Matt Rowland for this week?
That's part of the conversation last night. Ted Thompson and I talked about that on the flight back. So we have Graham Harrell here. I think Graham's done an excellent job in his time here, and he'd definitely be a viable option.
Is there a chance you'd put Aaron through a workout tomorrow and then evaluate him Wednesday?
Oh, I don't think so. I think really I probably won't have any really concrete information for you until Thursday.